Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When the social media app TikTok briefly went dark over the weekend, it did raise a lot of emotions, i.e. some panic, from people that rely on the social media app to connect, learn, and of course, to be entertained. The app did come back online almost as quickly, but its future still remains uncertain. With TikTok still in limbo, we want to look at one local organization that has used the app to become a social media sensation. The Sacramento History Museum has gathered millions of views on TikTok, as well as other social media sites, over the past years, introducing viewers to old-fashioned printing with Howard the Printer. Jared Jones is the museum's social media manager who makes the TikTok videos alongside volunteer docent Howard Hatch, and he joins us now to talk more about their rise to fame. How's it going, Jared? Thanks for joining us.
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me on today.
So we have briefly talked about this on Insight, the social media sensation surrounding the volunteer docent Howard Hatch. I have some of the old-fashioned printing on my desk. It is just awesome. How did Howard Hatch, Howard the Printer, become such a sensation on TikTok?
Well, I could say that Howard has been a volunteer docent at the Sacramento History Museum for almost 26 years. He has been definitely one of our most reliable docents when it comes to our school programs. And that's how he really got started when he retired, was giving presentations to school kids, learning about letterpress printing at the time of the gold rush. After all, it is the newspaper that would spread the word of gold in California. This week is a very historic week in general, considering Marshall will find gold at Sutter's Mill on January 24th, 1848. But for us, I would say it was started in the summer of 2020. I created a TikTok account. My boss at the museum gave me the go-ahead. Of course, during that time, our president, then president, now current president, was wanting to ban TikTok at that time. And so this isn't a new thing to have this being in the news. But we started to film content, and it really started to take off because we were not only talking history, we were demonstrating history. And that, I always have seen Howard as sort of this trifecta. He's definitely an older person than what you would see on TikTok. And we are not just talking about how people received their news 150 years ago. We're bringing it to people today on the very medium that they receive their news, their phones. And we're not just talking about it. We're showing it. There's all the sounds and stuff like that that go along with it as well.
A lot of times when people think or talk about social media, it can be kind of dismissed. Your eyes roll, you know, because it is social media. But there's a lot of value in terms of connection and learning. And this really demonstrates that because you are now the most followed museum on the site. You have 2.8 million followers on TikTok. And as you mentioned, Howard doesn't necessarily fit the demographic of someone who is an influencer on social media. How has this been valuable for the Sacramento History Museum, having this new audience?
I could tell you that the real reason behind creating a TikTok account was we were closed. This was the height of the pandemic. No museums were allowed to be open. This was our way of keeping our museum relevant and keeping our name out there. After all, the Sacramento History Museum, founded in 1985. If you were to talk to most people in Sacramento beforehand, before our TikTok account, they would have said, "What museum?" We're at the northwest corner of Old Sacramento, next door to the very wonderful California State Railroad Museum, where we were often confused for the Railroad Museum. So this was a way to just start educating the people that we existed. And those were some of the first comments we were getting in videos was, "I've lived in Sacramento my entire life. I had no idea that this museum was there." And so TikTok gave us the opportunity to start to not only share history, but also to continue in something that I think is really important right now, is just making history accessible. and reaching people wherever they are at in the world. We are breaking down the physical barriers of our museum and reaching people that don't live just a mile away, but also the people that would never be able to visit our museum in person, whether it's across the country or across the world.
Have other museums adopted a similar style after just seeing how the Sacramento History Museum blew up in popularity on TikTok?
I'd like to say that that's how we might be influencers. I don't think Howard and I are your typical example of influencers. We're content creators, that's for sure. But I think in the influencer category, I'd like to think that we did influence some museums to start thinking about creating digital short form content to be able to reach a larger audience. I've seen other letterpress printing videos from other museums, which I think is fantastic. It helps to highlight we're not the only ones doing this stuff.
Yeah. So what you did, you had an idea and it was a game changer, not only for the Sacramento History Museum, but you're also shaping how other museums interact on social media. Were you surprised when TikTok briefly went down over the weekend? I know you said you've already had this experience before, but I would think that it's a hit to the exposure that you've been getting over the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, TikTok is where we first got started. It's been over 4 years now, but within the last 2 years, our social media started to take off on other platforms. We have more YouTube subscribers. We have 3.7 million YouTube subscribers.
Wow, great.
860,000 Instagram followers and over a million on Facebook. So if TikTok was to go away, it's not that we don't have already a large audience. It's just unfortunate that that would have been a way that we would be cut off from an audience that only watched our stuff or only had access to our content on that platform. We're not tied financially to TikTok. We're not a part of the Creator Fund or anything like that. But it's just one of those ways that we would have lost an opportunity to share history with individuals on that platform.
Yeah, I can just hear how rewarding it's been to you over the last 4 years.
It's definitely shaped not only what my job is at the Sacramento History Museum. It's not only shaped how the museum operates in general, but just the kind of relationship that Howard and I have. We didn't really chat with each other that much before starting to make these videos. I've been at the museum for over 8 years now, but to be able to work closely with Howard over the last four and learning letterpress printing through the process, that was what our initial videos were about, was not just I was learning printing and I was able to share my apprenticeship with our audience. And so I've been thankful that people have been along with us through this whole process, but I don't know what to think about if TikTok was to go away in 75 days or whenever the next potential deadline is.
Well, we'll have to bring you back in a couple months when we have that update, Jared. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Jared Jones is a social media manager for the Sacramento History Museum, which has become famous on TikTok for their videos of Howard the Printer. And that is it for Insight today. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a good one.